Hey Siri, I'm making tea. Now I feel fairly safe that I'm not activating anyone else's Siri when I say that because that's a custom thing I've set up on my phone. So Siri will tell me when my tea is brewed. Hi, I'm Ben McKenzie, but you already know that probably. And it's just me in this special mini episode of Ood Club where I'm talking about the changes that are happening to our subscription service. And I'm going to do it over a cup of tea that I've just made. Just boiled the kettle, brewed the tea, and I'm going to pour it. And what I'm going to do, just straight up, first of all, just to make sure everyone's on the same page, because we know that there are some of you who probably don't get the possible updates. Or you might get the email, but maybe you've lost your possible password, or for whatever reason, it's difficult for you to get those, and you may not have seen our email that we sent out as a follow-up. So just as a quick, clear message, possible subscriptions are ending on the 30th of June, which means we need to move our subscriptions from possible to another service, and we're using Ko-fi. That's ko-fi.com. So what you need to do if you'd like to keep supporting the podcast as a subscriber is cancel your subscription on Possible and create a new subscription or become a member, which is how it's described on Ko-fi, at Ko-fi. And we'll have links in the description of this podcast episode for where and how you can do both of those things. Now, if you don't cancel your Possible subscription by the 30th of June, and that's 30th of June Australian time, so it might actually be the 29th of June, then it will be automatically cancelled when the Possible service is closed down. And I should say it's just the subscription service that's closing down. If you use Possible for anything else, don't worry, it'll still be there. But they're not doing subscriptions anymore, and all of that's going to be deactivated and deleted. So once that happens, you will no longer be a subscriber unless you go over to Ko-fi and become a member there. All the tiers are the same, all the prices are the same, all the rewards are the same, so it's pretty easy. But we do realize it is still an administrative hassle. So we hope that all of you will come across. About half, maybe a little more than half of you have already done that. Thank you so, so much. We appreciate that. But those of you who haven't come across, hopefully this will be the reminder that you need. If you don't do it by 30th of June, that's okay. You can still do it later. And the only other thing I'll say about that before I have a bit of a chat about why this is important to us is please do let us know if you are a returning person, because the only thing we've got to go on for that is the name and email address and other details that you give us. So if you do use a different email address or if you use a nickname, it might not be clear to us that you are the same person, which we would like to know, because if you're an existing subscriber, you know, it helps us, particularly if we've got to send you things. And a quick shout out and thank you to everyone who has, when moving over, decided to increase their membership tier so that we have to send you things, which is great. Although it did mean that I had to finish the mail out a little bit later than I planned because I had to go and buy more envelopes because I ran out. I didn't have enough. So that's what's happening. Possible subscriptions closing down 30th of June. You need to switch over to Ko-fi. And unfortunately, there's no way, and it wouldn't really be appropriate anyway, for us to do that for you. So if you don't create a new membership on Ko-fi and you don't do anything, then your Possible subscription will just be cancelled and you won't be a subscriber anymore. You will probably still be able to get this podcast. I'm not going to cut that off, but for the next couple of episodes that we make, we will probably remind you that hopefully you have done this. And if you do lose the subscription or you close it down, or if you didn't subscribe in your podcast app and you were banking on the Possible updates to tell you a link that you could go to listen to them, well, you won't get those anymore. So yeah, that's the state of play. But even if you don't join us on Ko-fi, I'd just like to say thank you for being a subscriber for however long you have been, because it's really helped us out. The subscriptions make it sustainable for us to make the podcast because it covers all the costs of hosting it on the website, the subscriptions to various software that we use to make it, including recently we switched over to a new online recording service, which has made our lives a lot easier for remote recording. Wish we'd been doing it that way for a lot longer. And we hope that we'll have enough money in the future to do things like full transcription, which for very long episodes with a lot of jargon, and fiction-specific language in them, really requires human transcription. We could use one of those automated services, but then we'd be spending hours and hours correcting them ourselves anyway. That's not what we want. So hopefully we'll get there. Hopefully. That needs a bit of money. Pratchett takes a lot of time and effort to make. I've probably alluded to this in previous episodes, but I spend on average about 20 hours in post-production work. That includes editing and publishing and a couple other things that are too boring to talk about, really. The average is probably slightly less than 20, but some months it's more and some months it's less. Depends on the length of the episode and the complexity of the edit and if we've had any technical issues, which we sometimes have. And then on top of that, I usually spend somewhere around 10 hours researching and writing episode notes because I want to make sure that you can understand what we talked about, even if you don't first time through. And I enjoy doing that, but it does take work to do it properly. And I couldn't spend that amount of time unless I was getting at least paid a little bit of something because, you know, it's an opportunity cost as a freelance arts worker where I'm not working on other things during the month. So since the pandemic hit, I've been paid $150 a month to do that job, which, you know, is not much, but it helps. And look, we do save a bit of the money. We use that for buying things we're going to talk about on the podcast, books for us and for our guests. We've also bought some of the rarer Discworld stuff that we will get around to talking about, including all of the board games and maybe one or two other things that I won't spoil right now that we're looking into. But, you know, we wouldn't be able to do that without your support. I also use some of my pay that I get from the podcast to buy the digital editions of the books because it makes finding answers to questions so much easier. And it's been worth it for that. So that's been good. Spent quite a bit of the money that I've earned from the podcast on that. And, you know, we have some of it set aside because the podcast will eventually end and we don't expect people to keep subscribing once the podcast is over, but we want to continue to make it available. And that means that we will have some money aside that can keep paying for those things even after the podcast has ended. So that's it. I guess I should talk a little bit more about coffee and why we've gone with that, because that was the one question that I did get when I said, does anyone have any questions about this stuff? And basically, I like it. I like their attitude. I like their setup. They're a website that started up as a way to basically, you know, send a tip to online creators whose work you enjoyed. The idea being that you would buy them a cup of coffee by sending them a few bucks. That's where they got their name from. And they've evolved since then to be much more sophisticated and do a lot of the things that modern creator platforms need to do. So yes, they have memberships, which we're using. They also allow you to sell things, which is probably not something that we'll do because, look, that's questionable. We certainly don't have any licenses to do any Discworld-y stuff. But if we think of anything that's, you know, our own design that we want to sell, maybe we'll eventually get around to selling those t-shirts, then yeah, we could do that. And, you know, artists can offer commissions through it. It's got an interface for that. So there's lots of cool stuff that it does. But the memberships seem to really work for us. And just their model of business, where they're not a for-profit company in the sense of having a whole bunch of venture capital invested in them, where they've got to make more money, which drives somewhere like Patreon. And I think, you know, that's a downside to Patreon because it means they're always looking for ways that they can make more money out of the creators who are trying to make money using the platform. That's a reality that means they don't always make decisions that are in the best interest of all the creators on the platform. And it also means they've got a little bit of a narrow focus over at Patreon where they're really optimized for a particular kind of full-time creator. And look, as much as I wish Pratchett could be my full-time job, it's not. And the reality is it never will be, most likely. So this is one of many things that I do, and I need a platform that works well for that scenario. And coffee seems to be it. So we've been really happy with how it's going so far. And we're really hoping the rest of you will join us. But even if you don't, thank you so much for your subscriptions up until now. It's really helped us out in all the ways I've just described, and we really, really appreciate it. Oh, I should say, of course, one of the things we spend a lot of money on is sending you stuff, but that's cool. I love doing that. And in fact, that's what I'm going to do right now. once I've posted this episode, I'm going to sit down and finish writing out all these envelopes so I can send them off to you, which is very exciting. I think you're going to like what we've put in them. I hope so, anyway. But until next time, thank you. And we won't spend this money on coffee. I promise. It'll be tea. It'll be tea, just like the cup of tea I'm drinking now. Yes. I can't believe I've done this four times. I hope this one's the charm.